Fire, written by Deborah Shaliner and read by Heather Bolton. The staff cafeteria was particularly noisy. People chattering and laughing, cutlery clattering against plates, chairs scraping across the linoleum floor. The girls at the table behind Allie burst into raucous laughter at a shared joke, and she had to lean forward to hear better. "Sorry, Daisy, what was that?" As if she couldn't guess, because Daisy's wide grey eyes had gone all dreamy again. Her friend sighed and said for the umpteenth time, "Do you think she'll be wearing her crown when she gets off the ship?" Allie smiled, because Daisy was doing what she did best, being sweet and unsophisticated, unlike Irene, who snorted.
"Well, she might," Daisy countered, not at all offended. "She is the new queen, after all, and queens always wear their finery in public."
"Only in the big book of children's fairy stories," Irene said.
"What's that about a fairy story?"
Louise asked as she slid her lunch tray onto the table and sat down. Like Allie, and because she worked in the lingerie department, she wore the uniform of a Dunbar and Jones sales assistant, a plain, fitted black dress that zipped up the side with three-quarter length sleeves and a small white collar, nude stockings and low-heeled black court shoes. Irene wore street clothes because she was a typist in accounts, and so did Daisy because she worked behind the scenes in the millinery workroom. There was a small green feather clinging to her sleeve, which indicated she must be doing embellishments that day. "Daisy's telling us one," Irene said, reaching for the salt, but she smiled to show she wasn't being deliberately mean. Daisy shrugged.
"I was only saying I wonder if the Queen'll have her crown on when she arrives."
Louise thought for a moment.
"I wouldn't think so. They're priceless, those royal crowns. Imagine if it fell off halfway down the gangplank and ended up in the harbour."
Daisy shook her head, loosening the hair clip that was holding her white blonde curls off her face.
"She won't come down a gangplank," she said, sliding the clip back in. "She'll come down a, well, something much more grand than a gangplank anyway. And she'll be wearing all her jewels and a purple velvet cloak trimmed with ermine and a gown encrusted with precious stones, and she'll be carrying that ball thing with the cross on it."
Allie swallowed a mouthful of Fly Cemetery biscuit. "It's an orb," Daisy frowned.
"Pardon?"
"It's called the Sovereign's Orb," Allie elaborated, "and it's part of the crown jewels." Daisy extended her left hand and appraised her engagement ring, a tiny diamond set in a narrow platinum band.
"Well, it's not as nice as my jewels,"
she said as her other hand crept down over her belly, over the secret she had so far shared only with Allie and her fiancé, Terry, of course. Oh, God, and sort of with her parents.